I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A on KUMD Duluth, and very excited to welcome to our studios some familiar musicians, but I'm not exactly, I don't think you've ever been here in this configuration before, Mark. It's Glitterati. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome.
Hey.
And this is Mark Gartman Project, one of many, and we also have Tim Saxhog here, and we also have Dave Carroll. They're both from Trampled by Turtles. We have Kyle Keegan, who's from every band. used to be in a million Duluth bands, and now he's a road warrior, I think. Is that fair to say? We didn't give Kyle a mic.
He does a lot of touring with Ben Howard in Europe.
Oh, okay. Nice. Mandolin Orange, who we've been playing. So, so fun to have you back in the studio, Kyle. I think you've been here before with many other projects, but not for a while. Well, they're all here because there is a brand new Glitterati album, and it's your first full-length, Among the Wild is the name of it, right?
Correct.
And it was produced by Steve Garrington of Low. And you have a release show coming up tonight at Pizza Luce in Duluth, starts at 9 o'clock.
Nope.
Oh, nope.
It got canceled while we were setting up here.
While we were setting up. So this is the show right here.
That's it.
There was just a press conference that the state did while we were setting up, and I think some of their recommendations about coronavirus were taken to heart, and people are canceling events. So, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. It's a great album, and we'll talk a little bit about that, but why don't you start with a song? What do you want to play here?
This song's called I Don't Need to Understand.
Glitterati live from Studio A. And name of that one, Mark?
I Don't Need to Understand.
I Don't Need to Understand.
Yeah.
Is that on the album?
Thank you so much for asking.
I'm looking at the album. I'm like, I really like this song.
Thank
I don't
you.
See it on the album.
It didn't make the cut. It was recorded for it, but it didn't quite make the cut.
Oh, okay. So is it going to appear somewhere else?
Hopefully.
Okay.
I don't think the song's life is over.
That's right. It's still growing.
I'm happy to hear that because I think funny. It's a really nice tune. I really love the rhythmic thing that you have going there.
Right.
Where did that come from?
Where did it come from? I was listening to a bunch of that song that we just played in the first couple songs on the record in my brain. I don't know if you know the guy William Onyebor.
I don't.
William Onyebor, Nigerian. Do you know where he's from? Maybe Nigerian. And Steve Garrington, our man, had recommended me check him out, and I just fell in love, and he just kind of snuck into my songwriting a bit, and this was during that time period. So that's where that vibe, I think, comes from.
Steve has such a great knowledge of music, it seems like. He actually was kind enough to fill in on our reggae show one time, because I'm like, this guy loves this music and knows so much about it.
Yeah.
So that's fun that does he turn you on to a lot of cool stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, and while we're talking about Steve, which he probably hates when people talk about him on the radio, because he seems like a fairly unassuming gentleman, very talented, but doesn't need the spotlight a ton. Yeah. But he produced the album, right?
Right. Yeah.
And played some keyboards, it looks like. Mm-hmm. I was watching your, Ian Alexi has a new podcasty thing called Transmissions from the Road, and you guys were talking a lot about Steve, and you and Steve go back a long ways.
Yeah. When I first moved here 15 or so years ago, I was just starting to do some recording, and I didn't know any bass players, and I asked Eric Swanson, who was the engineer, I'm like, do you know any bass players? And he's like, let's get Steve Garrington. And that's how he came into my life.
And he had a lot of influence on this record, too.
He's been influential of my songwriting, and since then, he's been heavily involved. I love having him involved.
And is it really just like you'll come up with songs and then you'll say, hey, Steve, what do you think? And then he adds some thoughts.
Yeah, I'll just write and I sort of send him some ideas and he's like, I like this. And I'll sort of write in that direction. It helps me with focus. So I'm thankful for our relationship.
It's nice to have that somebody that compliments you. You know what I mean? As in you have these strengths and then they have these other strengths that work together really well. It sounds like you have that kind of...
This way I can just write. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm best at doing, is just writing. Everything else in that gets a little confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he helps. Mm-hmm. The band helps too.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Okay. So you were talking about in that interview I was watching that you actually stepped back. You wrote the songs and during some of the recording process, you kind of stepped back and let them come up with stuff. Does anybody else want to chime in on this? Or,
I mean, not really. I mean, it's like kind of like Mark said on that thing with Ian, that we didn't really have any involvement after we recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is far different from when we were making our suggestions during the thing. So it's kind of a Steve and Brian kind of baby.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. But when it came to like developing the songs, did you?
Yeah. I mean, during the rehearsals leading up to it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we always have a hand in the arrangement, of course.
Mm-hmm. And remind me, Mark, going back to when this band first started, which I think was 2013, has there been different configurations? Has this been...
Of this band? It started off with Dave, Tim, and I doing cover songs. We were like a folk cover band, mm-hmm. Simon Garfunkel, Everly's, this vibe. And since we were just sort of staying together, enjoyed playing together, I guess the logical step seemed to be, let's try and do some originals, too. And then it just grew. As far as the question of when Kyle got involved, I guess I'm not 100% sure when that was.
It's a messy timeline.
Well, when I was thinking about all the timelines of how, you know, Steve and you and you were in, Dave was in too many banjos with you and all of this kind of, you know, the incestuous Duluth music scene that exists. It's kind of hard to keep track of it all. Everybody just kind of knows everybody and ends up working with each other in some way.
Sure.
And of course, Tim and Dave are in Trampled by Turtles and so are quite busy these days. So do you just kind of look for those opportunities, Mark? You're like, oh, they have an opening in their schedule. Is it hard to find time to schedule this in?
We have to plan it ahead of time, definitely. Mm-hmm. Mainly Dave and Mark do the most communicating and then
mm-hmm.
But basically, yeah, Davey and I have to find where it looks like Turtles is going to have a little bit of space to do recording. Mm-hmm. or
Mm-hmm. And so you found this space and then coronavirus came along.
Yeah.
So you did have some shows planned, so now you're going to be reevaluating after this. But it's wonderful that you have the album out. Did you just put it out in vinyl? And then there's a download card that comes with it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I skipped the CD route. Mm-hmm. You know, you got CDs all over the place. The problem, at least for me, the simple reason is just like I just feel like I end up with just boxes of CDs at home, and I just don't need that.
Yeah.
And since it's available online, you can stream it, you know, or you can go to iTunes. So it's if you don't have a computer or you don't have a record player, this might not be the record for you. Even if you don't have a record player, you can still just get the record, support the band, and have a piece of art, and you can listen to it online. You know, mm-hmm.
Have somebody with a computer download the album and burn it to a CD for you.
Or have a portable record player with you wherever you go.
I think a lot of people have made the switch to online, and I hear more and more from people that they don't have CD players anymore, and, yeah. You know, things just evolve. Well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to do next?
Let's do Plans. This is from the record.
Then I fell again. I fell again. Since when did you make plans? Don't you overhear?
That's Glitterati live from Studio A with a song from their album, Among the Wild. And that was Plans. Mm-hmm. And side A of this album is all new, but side B you previously had released as a...
CD.
As a CD, as an EP. And so how was that? Was that kind of a challenge to both fit songs, you know, or did you already have all of the songs and then you just...
For side, which side are you talking about?
So when you came to do a full album,
right.
Did you already have a bunch of songs that you knew these are going to go with side B or with what we've already done, or did you have to kind of figure that out?
I think it's hard to remember exactly, but I think pretty early on, side B was going to be the In Pasadena stuff, and side A was going to be. So we went to Brian Joseph in Eau Claire for. The side A stuff, and side B we recorded with Lance Conrad. When we recorded the stuff with Lance Conrad, did we think we were going to, you know, how we were going to do it then? Probably not. But I think as things developed, it became at least okay in my mind that side A could be the new stuff with Brian and side B could be, you know, quote-unquote, the old stuff with Lance. There was some remixing. It was all remastered. So I went for it.
Nice. Well, and yeah, so you remastered it to make it all kind of flow together.
Right.
And I think it sounds really good and it works well. Having listened to the digital version of it.
Yeah.
I have not listened to the vinyl one yet, but
yeah.
Nice. So, well, that's great. So did you already have a bunch of songs waiting to be recorded for this? You're a pretty prolific songwriter, aren't you?
I guess what I remember is when we got together last time for our last little tour, the In Pasadena stuff, we were rehearsing, and I knew sort of right away when we were rehearsing that I was like, I like these guys. I like playing with this band. I like how comfortable these songs feel. I want to keep writing for this. And everyone was on the same page that we wanted to play together. And so when I start thinking about making a record, I just start writing lots of songs, not really knowing where it's going to go. This record, at first, that I started writing, I thought it was going to be this sort of nylon picky songs that I had written a bunch of. But it wasn't really sticking with me. And then I had written some kind of Fever Dream-esque keyboard songs, which I was like, I wonder if I could rework these songs to fit in the mold of Glitterati. So bass, and instead of keyboards, guitar, you know, these sort of things, just sort of swap out the instruments. And I thought it seemed to work, and then I picked up Steve one time when he was coming back from tour and put it on. I was like, here's what I think the Glitterati should be. And he's like, Steve's like, I love it. Let's do it. So it went through some different incarnations, and then it landed on the stuff that we ended up recording.
Well, and I actually was thinking about, of all your projects, like Fever Dream did come to mind when listening because of all the rhythmic stuff and the, you know, the bass and stuff. So even though it's very different than that, definitely can feel, can hear that part of your artistic personality or voice or whatever. Because you have so many, you're so eclectic, I guess, musically.
All right.
And Dave, I was going to ask you. You play guitar in this project.
No.
yes. So you're the one in Trampled who is known as Banjo Dave, and here you get to play guitar. So when you first started playing music, did you start with guitar or?
Yeah. I started playing guitar when I was young, and I didn't really touch a banjo or even really wasn't on my radar for about 10 years, and then. Met some of the guys in the Turtles and asked if I could play, and then I've been mainly playing banjo in bands, and Mark and I, Too Many Banjos, also banjo, obviously, and then when this band started, it was fun to play, you know, guitar with it, and then we kind of started with two acoustic guitars and Timmy on bass, and then sort of moved over to the electric side and get to play with pedals and sounds, and it's really fun.
Yeah, it seems like it would be a kind of a fun, I don't know what the right word is, but something different to do for a while and to kind of keep yourself fresh musically and a new challenge.
Challenge, for sure.
How about you, Tim? When you play bass in this band, what's different for you?
The big difference is that I'm not the main timekeeper, as in Turtles, where, you know, I pretty much have to go boom, 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 boom. most mm-hmm. of the show. Mm-hmm. And luckily we've been changing that a little in there. But no, this is just, yeah, it's a completely different style of music. And, you know, before this I was in the Dukes of Hubbard, which was a jam
right,
band.
Right, right.
And so this is a little more akin to that. You know, we kind of get to get our stony jams on a little in this band. Mm-hmm. So,
well, yeah. And from some of other Mark's other projects, we know he's into his stony jams.
Whoa, yeah.
Interview over.
Any man that has two different Grateful Dead cover bands,
they know.
Has knows his way around a stony jam.
They know.
Whatever's available.
Well, that's great, and well, I hope that all of this passes, and the next time there's a little window in the Trampled by Turtles schedule, you're able to take these songs on the road after all. What else do you have going on lately, Mark?
I'll say this. If we're all in town tonight and if we are able to find like a smaller place to play, can we do that or no? Maybe what I was going to say is like, check out our Instagram to like follow if we're going to like.
Let's talk about this later. Right? This
so stay tuned.
We don't know. No, we don't know.
Stay tuned. So watch Mark's social media. Watch Glitterati's social media, and see if something develops. I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
All right. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with here?
We'll do the last song on side A. It's called "Songs of Love and Devotion."
Oh, before you start, can I just say that I particularly enjoy this song
this one?
I was listening, and it kind of reminded me. I know you're a fan of Tom Petty and Wildflowers, and there was a little bit of a, like an homage. It felt like almost to
it. Oh yeah, it's a direct reference. Yeah.
I really, in listening to the album, this one really
good. Okay,
was,
awesome.
Was one of the first ones that stuck out for me. So awesome. I'm excited that you're playing it.
Cool.
Devotion.
That's Glitterati live from Studio A. I just love the vibe of that one.
Vibey.
Yeah, it's a good vibe. That is Songs of Love and Devotion from that new full-length album of theirs, Among the Wild. Well, before I let y'all go, I just want to say to Tim and Dave, really enjoyed the covers album that came out. Tim, you for Trampled by Turtles. You got to do some vocals. I mean, you do dope vocals regularly throughout the shows for Trampled. But did you do a couple of songs on the...
Yeah, just because a lot of the covers we do, you know, I do some of them, so those are the ones I get to sing lead on. So it was nice to be able to put down some in the studio.
You did Ooh La La, and then
Keep Me in Your Heart by Warren Zevon.
Oh, that was, yes, okay. I was trying to remember. But yes, loved that covers album, and we should give a shout-out to Dave Simonette. Isn't today the release date?
Shout-out Dave.
Yes, it is. Red Tail.
His solo album, so... A little trampled break while he's doing that, but it looks like you have some shows scheduled. Hopefully things will settle down and you'll be able to get back on the road with them in the near future here. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Great to see
you
all.
Thank you, Christine.
And let us know down the road, Mark, when you're able to do some shows. And again, keep an eye on the Glitterati social media today if you want to find out if there's going to be an alternate plan for tonight. Thanks so much. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen and Chris Harwood. And it was with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.